Hardcore Podcast.
Hey, I'll follow your soul! I'll follow your soul! I'll follow your soul!
Hello, hello! Welcome to the Horrorcore Podcast. I am Bart, your host. Thank you for tuning in, or the download, or however it is that you are listening to this today. Today is going to be something a little bit different. I'm not going to have any news, not going to have any reviews, not going to have any discussions on any kind of horror movies. What I'm doing today is in view of the upcoming NCAA Men's March Madness Tournament, I am putting together a little bit of a tournament myself. What I've done is I've gone through and I've found 64 horror movie franchises. I've gone through and seeded them 1 through 16, as they do in the March Madness Tournament. You have 4 number 1s, 4 number 2s, 4 number 3s, so on, all the way down to 16. I've pitted them up against each other. And what I need from you, the listener, is for you to call, email, or Facebook message votes on what you think is the better of the two in the matchup. This is not going to happen without you, the listener. I need votes. You can, as always, you can call in a vote on voicemail. That phone number is 269-823-9037. You can email a vote to HorrorCoreBart, HorrorCoreBart, at yahoo.com, or you can find me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/horrorcorebart.com. Those are the ways for you to vote. Even if you don't remember what the matchups are, if you want to just shoot me an email with your favorite horror movie franchise, say the Resident Evil franchise is your favorite, shoot me an email at horrorcorebart@yahoo.com. All you have to do is put Resident Evil. Bing, that gets a vote. And the way it's going to work is the votes are going to decide who goes on to the next round. Say Texas Chainsaw Massacre is up against The Grudge, and The Grudge gets one vote. Texas Chainsaw Massacre gets no votes. The Grudge moves on. So as I said before, this cannot happen without you, the listener. Depending on you to vote. The matchups will be posted on my Facebook page, so if you want to know what the matchups are, you can't remember what the matchups are, find me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/horrorcorebart.com, or I also have a blog spot. This is at bartsreview.blogspot.com. Once again, that is Barts, B-A-R-T-S, review.blogspot.com. I will have all the matchups posted on there also. And with no further ado, let's get into the matchups. All right, in round one, let me go back and tell you, every week I will put on the next episode with the next round, let you know who moved on. So 1 week from today, I will post the next episode with the winners that are moving on to round two. With that being said, here are the matchups. Round one, we have Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise. It's pitted up against the Sometimes They Come Back franchise. And just to let you know, the qualifications for this is, in order for it to make the tournament, it has to have at least 3 installments. If it's 2 installments, no matter how great the first 2 installments were, did not make the tournament. So, as I said, first matchup is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise up against Sometimes They Come Back franchise. Second matchup, I have the Hellraiser franchise up against the I franchise, the original franchise from Japan, not the American remake with Jessica Alba. After that, we have the Poltergeist franchise up against the Anaconda franchise. Then we have the Ginger Snaps franchise up against the Resident Evil franchise. Next, we have Night of the Demons up against Tremors. Then we have The Howling up against Reanimator. There was 3 in that Reanimator series. There was the original Reanimator, Bride of the Reanimator, and Beyond the Reanimator. So that goes up against The Howling franchise. Then we have The Exorcist up against the Guinea Pig franchise, the Japanese franchise Guinea Pig. Then we have the Saw franchise up against the Maniac Cop franchise. That is bracket 1 of the first round. Bracket 2 of the first round goes as follows. The Friday the 13th franchise up against the Species franchise. Then we have Child's Play up against Dusk Till Dawn. Next we have Phantasm up against Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Then we have the Silent Night, Deadly Night franchise up against Pumpkinhead. Then we have Scanners up against Critters. Next we have the Alien franchise up against the Sleepaway Camp franchise. Then we have Candyman up against the Carnosaur franchise. Then we have the Evil Dead franchise up against Mimic. That concludes bracket 2 of the first round. On to bracket 3 of the first round. We have the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise up against the Stepfather franchise. Then we have Jaws up against the House series. Then Omen up against the Basket Case trilogy. Then we have Cube up against the Leprechaun franchise. Next we have Subspecies versus the Amityville Horror franchise. Then we have Return of the Living Dead franchise versus the Toxic Avenger franchise. Then we have the Grudge series up against the Creepshow trilogy. Finally, we have George Romero's Living Dead series versus the Shark Attack franchise. That concludes bracket 3 of the first round. Now the 4th and final bracket of the first round. We have the Halloween franchise versus the Warlock franchise. Next, we have the Final Destination series up against the Mangler. Then the Wishmaster up against I Know What You Did Last Summer trilogy. If you can believe it, there actually was a 3rd installment there. Look it up. Then we have the Prophecy franchise up against the Ghoulies series. Next, we have the Wrong Turn franchise versus the Puppet Master franchise. Then we have Children of the Corn franchise versus the Prom Night series. Next we have the Psycho franchise up against the Curse trilogy. And finally we have the Scream franchise up against the Slumber Party Massacre trilogy. Those are your matchups. I got some really interesting ones in there. Like, the Alien series up against Sleepaway Camp series. There we have kind of the 80s slasher silliness of the Sleepaway Camp franchise, and then the real horror, scary, intense thriller feeling of the Alien franchise. Polar opposites right there up against each other. And you know, we have stuff like The Grudge up against The Creepshow. That should be a good matchup. Subspecies up against the Amityville Horror. That's another good one. Elm Street versus Stepfather. The first Stepfather trilogy I was a big fan of. You have Jaws up against the House franchise. That should be a good one. But as I said, this is not going to work without you, the listener, participating. Calling in. Sending emails. You know, and send me something good. I'll let it be known. I'll put it on the next show. What your favorite, you know, film series is. Which ones you hate, which ones you love. And as I said before, even if you don't remember the matchups, just shoot me an email at horrorcorebart@yahoo.com. Just put in there Nightmare on Elm Street. You know, boom, that gets a vote. Leave me an interesting voicemail. I'll put it on the next episode, too. We'll share that with everybody. Like I said, the matchups will be posted on my Facebook page. You know, at Facebook, Horrorcore Bart on Facebook. They will also be posted on my blog spot. That is Bart's Review, BARTS Review.blogspot.com. So email me, call me, let me know what you think. Let me know if this is, you know, even if this isn't interesting, if you hate my voice, if you hate me, email me. Tell me, shut the fuck up. I'll respond. Won't have to worry about that. So until next week, when we have the results of who's moving on to round two, I bid you all a farewell. And remember to always keep it hardcore horror.